and welcome to episode 7 of the Jeff Blumenkrantz Songbook Podcast.
Can we be episode 9?
Why? Is that your favorite number? That is Ryan Perry, my good, good friend, who's joining me today for a song called Moving Right Along. But before we get to the song, let's chat a little, Ryan.
Okay, hi.
Ryan and I met in 1991 doing one of my favorite shows I've ever done.
That's really one of your favorite shows you've ever done?
Okay, it was Forever Plaid at what was then called
Steve McGraw's.
Steve McGraw's on 72nd Street. It was basically the the main production,
the flagship company
of Forever Plaid. And, you know, we did it about a year or two into the original, the first production.
Exactly. Probably like a year and a half, really, because it was when the original company went to Los Angeles to start doing productions on the West Coast.
Right.
That they recast it in New York, and you came in shortly thereafter.
Right after because then the second group of guys went to D.C. They were the D.C. Plaids, and then I was like, I guess the third cast? Whatever, who cares? Anyway,
The D-list.
Hey. That's Kathy Griffin. Anyway, Forever Plaid was an incredible experience because, the James Raitt arrangements were so incredible. And
you got to work with him actually too, right?
Yes, I did, and that was really I really cherished that experience. And also,
and that as well as Damn Yankees, I forgot.
That's right, that too. But working with three other guys that closely, and to be on stage with you and Michael Barres and Drew Geraci, that was our group.
And we love.
And we loved each other, and to be on stage for that long, really counting on each other.
Remember at first someone involved with the production, and I won't say who, said that we were kind of lousy and that we needed to go out in public and hang out and bond together and so that we could do a better job in the show, and it ended up actually really working in that way.
Not to be all queer and gross,
it's true.
Yeah, we clicked a second later.
Because we all felt oh my gosh, we suck, and so we wanted to be better, and all of a sudden it was a thing that brought us together,
It's so true. Well, it was a wonderful experience, and Ryan has gone on, before he was acting.
To paint your apartment so
many times. Stop it. No, I wanted to talk about your fancy credits.
I don't have any of
those. Yes, you do. He was on tour with the fancy Floyd Collins and Full Monty, and also on Broadway with Full Monty, and Whorehouse Goes Public. And since then, he's kind of morphed into a whole other world. We'll talk about that after.
Okay.
Right now, we need to talk about Moving Right Along.
What is it?
What is it? You know it. Moving Right Along is...
I am it.
You are it. We are it. No, we're not it. Moving Right Along is... God.
We're sort of it, though.
Moving Right Along is a song that I wrote for this project, Fits and Starts, which last week's song is from, too. And this is one of the characters who sings this. The character I sing was the guy who came out to his mother, the song that Judy Blazer sang last week. Anyway, this is him and his friend... his gay friend, and they go to the gay bar, and they just trash everybody in sight. And this song, I don't want to say it's inspired by our exploits, because we were not like this. We were not disgusting like this.
No.
No, but...
Not out loud, anyway.
But, stop.
Not in a song.
Anyway. No, stop.
No, I'm kidding.
No, but Ryan definitely, my experiences with him definitely inspired this song, and so... he is the only person who could sing it with me today on this podcast. And here we go. This is Moving Right Along. Oh, wait. I totally forgot to mention something. So this podcast has been labeled explicit for all these weeks, and I've been singing all these clean, clean songs. Well, this is not a clean song. This is one of the two songs in my book that warrants the explicit rating. So if you have any
youngsters,
and guess what?
What?
A friend of mine just emailed me to say that his 9-year-old listens to my podcast.
Oh, 9-year-old, listen, we're talking to you.
Yes, Tony.
Talk to your mom.
Turn off
please.
The podcast right now.
Turn away from the podcast.
Here we go, moving right along.
Ah, the freaks are out tonight.
Well, I gotta drum up 3 dates by Sunday, so we are going to sift through every guy in this bar until we find me a gem.
Needle in a haystack.
Creep detector powered up?
Check.
Asshole shield in place.
Check.
Okay, I'm going in. Too thin.
Next.
Too rough.
Carry on.
Too chic.
Wee.
Too stiff.
Never too stiff.
Too square. Too fair. Too self-aware. Moving right along.
Too peppy. Too preppy. Too Johnny Deppy. Moving right along.
Too dumb to know what not to do.
Too much of him to hold on to.
I've seen him stroll 8th Avenue in a pink sarong.
Ouch.
Moving right along. Want a drink?
Cyanide and tonic, please. Too gray, too fey, too bad to pay.
Moving right along. Too dorky, too porky, too not from New Yorky.
Moving right along. His head's too big for his puny frame.
He looks straight out of a tour of MAME.
I've heard him bragging. His claim to fame is a film called Donkey Dong.
Really?
Moving right along.
Oh, come on.
Fun as this Donkey Dong may be to look at, there's no working with something that size.
You know this from experience?
Feedback. Kidding.
Too clean.
Too mean.
Too much Maybelline. Moving right along.
Too grumpy.
Too dumpy.
Too Forrest Gumpy. Moving right along.
Nice ass, nice arms, but the face is plain.
Good hair, good skin, but he's way too vain.
He looks like fun.
He's on crack cocaine.
$10 says you're wrong.
Whoa!
Moving right along. Change of 20.
Keep it. You can use it to buy Bad to pay a drink. He's heading right for you.
Crap! Kiss me! No, wait, what if someone cute thinks we're a couple? Shit!
It's okay. Now he's talking to Forrest Gump.
Oh, phew.
Strike that. No, he's making out with Forrest Gump.
Wow. Is Forrest so dumb he didn't notice that rug?
One man's rug is another man's welcome mat. Too pale.
Too male.
Too I went to Yale. Moving right along.
Too whiny.
Too shiny.
Too big in the hiney.
Moving right along.
Each time we come, it's the same routine. The same old faces, the same old scene. The dork, the jerk, and the scary queen. Always get the gong. Moving right along.
Oh! New blood.
Too tan.
Too brand.
Too made in Japan. Moving right along.
Too screwy.
Too chewy.
Too much like Yui.
Moving right along. We're out of guys and we're out of luck. Of course we don't really give a fuck. Better alone than with some schmuck. That's what friends are for. They're for trimming your ear hair and cracking your back and reminding you you deserve more. That's why we're moving right along out the door.
Oh, God.
Oh, my
God, Ryan, that was really fun.
It reminds me of times when we would do that during like a Jeff Blumenkrantz evening. That's a fun time. That's a fun song.
Oh, thanks. Just for the record, that was me who screwed up at the end of the first part. I didn't want anybody. The funny thing about singing with Ryan and just being friends with Ryan is that we sound so much alike, even to ourselves, even to each other, that Ryan told me this story one time. I left him a message, and he was picking up his messages, and he's like, why did I leave myself a message? But I listen to us sing this, on this demo that I have, and I'm like, God, who's singing which part?
Oh my God, let's do a test. Who's talking now? I don't know. Now who's talking? I don't know.
So, Ryan, do you have anything you want to say about what you're up to these days?
Like tell my story.
I don't know. Don't make a three act play about it.
Oh, okay. Act one. Cut. No, I just I haven't been auditioning or performing a lot for the past year and a half because I went back to school, as you know. But let's tell our listeners. No, I have Italian heritage on my mother's side going back, on my mom's side, and I went to Italy a couple summers ago, and it was a profound experience, I guess, but also I took the opportunity before going to learning some Italian, and it just sort of led to me like going on an exploration of learning that just has been protracted for the past year and a half, and I've been at college full-time pretty much for the past year, and I'm probably going to continue with school, and I'm not sure exactly what it's going to be, so I won't say on here, but it's going to have something to do with languages, I guess. Maybe language. Let's say it's something to do with languages.
Nice.
That's
very nice, but I will say this. Ryan hasn't given up performing completely because he will be with me at Birdland.
What?
You know you're going to be there.
I
wanted to say the phone number, but now all of a sudden I don't have it handy.
Is this podcast going to be cast on the pod before the Birdland gig?
Yes, it is. And I don't have the phone number, but you can go to my website to the upcoming shows page and make your reservations there to see all of your favorite Jeff Blumenkrantz Songbook podcast stars.
Do podcasts go away after time?
Never. They live
never
forever.
Go away.
Yes. You're stuck
God.
On here forever, my friend.
He didn't tell me that.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
So thank you for listening, and thank you for being here, Ryan.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure. Thanks.
Yeah, sure. And we'll look forward to seeing you at Birdland. And until the next podcast, this is Jeff and Ryan saying goodbye.
Ciao.